confirmed that the door will be opened into the introduction of assisted suicide / euthanasia in Ireland. And as a doctor of many years, I'm quite concerned at this change. As you know, it's gone through a Dáil committee, and then they recommended, the majority recommended, that a legislation be drawn up for same. I'm an ethically, I just have a very serious issue with that. The other issue is that if one decides to introduce euthanasia, even with the most complicated legislation, but there are still difficulties. And my view would be that we shouldn't introduce euthanasia in this country. There are a few countries around the world that have introduced it. And there have been problems. It's not legal in the UK. The Danish people had a long discussion with that recently, and they have decided against bringing it in. The initial bill that was produced by Gino Cabinet in Dublin was a very simple form. And I think the Royal College of Physicians, the Royal College of Psychiatrists, have serious reservations and are against the introduction of euthanasia. But I think there's, an agenda to try and introduce it. But like in all these things, once you introduce it for very hard cases, then it expands exponentially to include a lot of patients. And I suppose we're concerned about the effect on the patient's perception of their medical care if it includes euthanasia.
One of the provisions it's believed is going to be included in the final draft is a provision that decisions would be based on the prognosis of doctors, and specifically doctors specifying that the person has a set and limited amount of time to live. That being the case, is that potentially putting doctors in a very invidious position, effectively saying to the doctor, well, if you give X prognosis, then we can avail of assisted suicide. If you don't, we can't. That's going to throw an extra element into your prognosis and into your decision-making that's going to potentially have a serious impact on your relationship with your patient.
Yeah, well, I'm 45 years a doctor, and I never kind of tell patients how long they have to live, okay? And I've never done so. I can have a fairly good idea if somebody's going to die within a week or is in the process of dying. Unfortunately, we all look for certainty in life, which doesn't exist, and all we can supply is the knowledge and say, well, you might or you might not. And life is grey. It's not black and white. And once you go down the legal route, it becomes black and white. And so I think, you know, without being facetious, we're all going to die. And, you know, deciding prognosis, you know, about disease can be very inaccurate. You can say that you expect a patient to live a year and they live 5 years, or you expect somebody else to only live for a short period of time. So it's not a precise science, and I think it's a bit disingenuous to say, well, you say to somebody, well, you have 6 months to live or you have 9 months to live, and that's definite and written in stone. And I think it's a bit of a red herring, to be honest with you.